This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Whether it's the Comic-Con fight that's going on between Salt Lake City Comic-Con and San Diego Comic-Con, who started
the fight. They started the fight.
You want to comment on that? You're welcome to. I don't think we're quite done with that discussion. We might get back into it here. Your calls and thoughts, though, we're going to get into them. It's Ian, Conan, and Daryl in the studio tonight. We ended up just kind of talking about video gaming and sort of the video game, I don't know, the universe or whatever you want to call it. It's a very wide sort of thing. There's a lot going on out there. You can get as deep into it as you want to. I wish I had more time to, but, you know, this radio stuff keeps me pretty busy. What's the last game you played, Conan? Just curious. Do you remember?
I actually play more Android apps than
really?
Anything. And I try them when they come out. And there's been one. And one day maybe we'll do a game of the year.
Really?
Because I've actually been playing it since...
For like a whole year?
More than a year.
Wow.
But you play video games every now and then,
every
right?
now and then, yeah. But it's been several weeks since I've played one, maybe a couple months.
The thing about phone apps is that it's something that you can just kind of do during your lunch break, or you can, you know, it's not something that you need to actually plant yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to commit.
Right, but
you don't have to commit
for a phone app, you're playing with your thumb.
You don't have to commit for 60 hours or whatever.
This is a little more than that, Daryl.
60 hours? Who plays a game for what?
Not straight, but the games, the AAA games, as they call them, the big games, big budget games that come out, they want to put as many hours in those games as possible so people feel like they're getting their money's worth, right? So they want to have a long, drawn-out plot. Not everybody wants this. Some people want the short, you know, little game that they can beat in an hour or two or something like that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about gaming because a lot of people do it these days. It's a big thing. In fact, it was a few years ago where video game revenues surpassed Hollywood movies. So they really are very, very popular. Yeah, dude, go check it out, man. It's the truth. Reverend Green, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in California. Hello, Reverend Green.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about marijuana. I'm a big marijuana advocate. First of all, I just bring up the video games.
Too.
I'm from a little different era, a little older than you guys. We just had, like, pinball machines when I was growing up. The video thing just totally passed me by. By the time it was big, I was already, you know, a little older and stuff.
Did you ever have a Pong?
No, I remember Pong when it first started, but I never had one. I remember seeing, like, a neighbor had one. That's how elementary it was. I remember it on the old, they put it on the TV screen. It would go over the TV screen.
Yep. Excellent. So what else did you want to talk about tonight?
Okay, so I'm a big, I go by Reverend Bud Green. I've been a long-time marijuana advocate for religious purposes as well, not just for recreation. My point is that marijuana in its pure form is like an enlightenment-type drug. It actually raises your consciousness. It brings you more aware of things. In fact, the origins of religion are tied in a lot of these psychedelic drugs when you go back far enough because...
Yep,
if you think about it, we were just animals at one time. We have to come upon these plants and different things that kind of raised our ability to think and stuff. So I think that's the origins of these psychedelics.
People have been
like
tripping on mushrooms and, to a lesser extent, cannabis for a long time.
Yeah. There's a famous book called The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, written by English professor John Allegro in the late 60s, where it talks about the origins of Christianity, in fact, being like a mushroom cult where the people took the mushroom. And the whole thing of Christ was that, you know, take my body and know my knowledge. Well, actually, it was a mushroom they were giving. So there was something actually would give you some kind of spiritual knowledge instead of just a wafer.
And, I believe it.
Very, very similar to the Dionysian cult, where they actually were consuming the mushrooms and having orgies and whatnot. Very, very similar to the Jesus cult.
Yeah, exactly. And the point is, what we've done over the years... is that we've lumped in marijuana and the psychedelics with all the other drugs, and it's just so different. You know, cocaine, heroin, these are debilitating drugs. The psychedelic drugs actually make you think, and that's why One drug we don't even hear about anymore, LSD, was obviously a big drug with that, but obviously it, you know, it was legislated out of business. I don't even know if you can even find pure LSD
anymore.
Oh,
yeah, you definitely can. The internet has all kinds of LSD these days, thanks to the underground drug marketplaces. Yeah, the problem with drugs like, the problem with generally the black market is, of course, that essentially there's not open competition, so you've got street dealers who are unscrupulous and might sell something as LSD that's not actually LSD.
Exactly. And now, when I was a kid growing up, it would always have speed in it and stuff like that. Yeah. So whether we ever took the pure LSD, I kind of doubted it.
You would never know for sure unless you could test it, and most people don't have the ability to do that. But these days, thanks to the darknet marketplaces like, Alpha Bay, Outlaw Market.
Dream Market.
Yeah, Dream Market. So these are some of the more popular ones. People can literally go online and order real LSD as well as other drugs from these anonymous sellers who, even though they're anonymous, you don't know who they are, they still have user ratings. So they're not, not likely to scam people, not likely to send bunk product. And I guarantee you that, if you get from a reputable dealer on one of these darknet marketplaces, it's almost 100% going to be real LSD because they have to be. It has to be real LSD because somebody's going to test them on it and they're going to post their test results.
Yep. Yeah. Good point. In fact, the other thing is that it's probably not as much a market for fake LSD anyway, because it's not as popular as it was years ago. So it's not like
that much is probably true.
Like that, yeah.
But all that said, if you show up in any town USA with a few sheets of LSD, which what is it, 100 to a sheet or something like that?
Yeah, 100 to a sheet.
Yeah. If you show up anywhere with a few hundred hits of LSD, you're going to sell out. In no time, if that's what you were intending to do, because it's so hard to find, because it's so unusual, and because when you do find it on the streets, it's very unlikely to be the real LSD.
Well, that's it. And there were, the term was blotter when I was younger. It was the stuff that was on a paper that was the blottered LSD, it was called. So you never knew for sure.
Well, that's still the most common, I think, delivery system today. Yeah, they do.
Well, here's the point, too, though, about the psychedelics, is that with the mind control that the government's been functioning with us for years, think about it. The 60s, the whole result of the 60s is because they were taking the psychedelics. They went against the Vietnam War. Mm. They started the whole sexual revolution. That's how you explain a lot of the forward-thinking thought in the country that we've had. And now the
those people? I mean, aren't they a lot of those people now the state? Aren't a lot of those people now,
yuppies?
Yes.
Yuppies.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they turned years ago. I mean, I've been doing my thing since the early 80s. Even by the early 80s when I started, those people were pretty much gone. So it was a short-lived thing. It's because I really think that the choice of drugs then went to cocaine by the 80s. So I think the drug that is the popular drug can control the way that people think, basically.
Could be,
but
what I don't understand is...
Crack cocaine became big in the 80s as well.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, I get what you're saying. There's definitely a flavor or a zeitgeist, spirit of the times to those eras. But
that's when people were using those kind of drugs. The 60s was the love generation. They were using the psychedelic drugs, yeah.
But the people who were growing up in the 60s, so my dad was born in, the early 50s, so he would have been in his teenage years in 1969, during the heyday of all that stuff. So the baby boomers are the ones that, were that time frame, and those are the people who are in charge of the institutions of the world today. Those are the people who are running the governments of the world today. Is it just that
racking up that bill.
They stopped
and
taking the drugs. Exactly.
Here's my question.
Those people,
question. Here's my question. The people who took LSD back in the day and were all about peace and love, are those same people the ones who are now dropping bombs? Or did those people totally, tune out and drop out and, they're just chilling somewhere in California or whatever?
No, I think they're probably the ones that are, dropping bombs now.
So what happened to them, if that's true?
Do they need to get back on the drug bandwagon?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just think they just started using the other drugs, or they just got into the whole, like I said, the yuppies became big in the 80s, so that had pretty much squashed the alternative psychedelic lifestyle within 10 or 15 years of the 60s.
I know what happened. They picked the new drug, and that was money.
Could be.
A material wealth.
Right. It changed them.
It changed them. So, okay. I mean, they're still on the drug racket. It's just a different type of drug.
I see what you're saying. It would just seem to me that...
That's a good point.
It would just seem to me that when I've done LSD in the past, and it's one of those drugs where I feel like it's a permanent kind of change for the better as far as understanding that everything's connected and, you know, that humanity is like that and that, you know, that we're all one. I mean, I think those are important ideas, and, you know, leaving those behind in search of money just seems shocking to me that somebody could reject all of the, you know, lessons that they could have learned. Reverend Green, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We talked quite a bit about some video gaming stuff in the last hour, and of course, if you want to get some games, great way to do it is to go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's Amazon. You just go through the link to the Amazon that you prefer, Amazon US, Canada, UK, and then you order whatever it is you want there, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price when you do that. So once again, start your shopping online at shop.freetalklive.com. Of course, if you want more than video games, there's all kinds of stuff at Amazon. They've got almost everything these days. Shop.freetalklive.com. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio here. Let's go to Skype where we've got David on the line. David, are you with us?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I kind of talk about Bitcoin. So,
sure.
My question is, well, actually, I might have two questions.
That's okay,
first
sure.
question is, it seems like it's really easy to find somewhere to buy Bitcoin, mm-hmm. but where can I sell Bitcoin and get dollars back?
Okay, good question. Because a lot of the Bitcoin vending machines or Bitcoin ATMs out there do not do two-way purchasing. So they'll sell you the Bitcoins, but they won't buy them back. And so there are different ways to do this. Some of them involve giving up some of your private financial information. So, for instance, if you were hooked up with, let's say, Coinbase, which is one of the more popular brokerages out there
yep.
for Bitcoin, I personally don't much care for them. But, you know, a lot of people use them. I did use them for a time until they banned me. Anyway, Coinbase would allow you to sell your Bitcoin, and I think they take a 1% cut, if I'm recalling correctly,
yes.
off of doing that. And basically, they'll just connect directly to your bank account, and then they will ACH the funds to you. So it'll take like 3 or 5 business days, depending, usually probably closer to 3, for the funds to arrive. But they will do that for you. Some of the exchanges like Kraken or Gemini, they will send you via wire transfer, so you can load up your Bitcoin in those exchanges. You can sell them there, and then they will wire you the funds to your account, which, of course, you're then paying a $30 wiring fee or whatever the wiring fee happens to be for that. And then there's also local Bitcoins, which is a great way to sell Bitcoins on a more private basis. In that case, you can actually go in. So you said you wanted to get cash for your Bitcoins. You can actually have people deposit cash into your bank account, and then then you verify that the cash is there, and then you release the Bitcoins to that person. So that's a way to do it that if you do it too much, the bank account will probably shut you down because they don't like cash deposits coming from various different places. So there are a variety of different ways to do it. Local Bitcoins, you're gonna maybe make a little bit more on the sales there, but there's more involved in you selling it there because you got to verify and you got to make sure you're not getting scammed by somebody who's trying to like upload a fake receipt or something like that. But on the other services like Kraken or Coinbase, then you're dealing with a fairly large corporation that's just going to give you cash and take a small cut.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know about some of those, like Kraken, for example, so I might have to go check them out. But I sort of kind of want to dabble in the Bitcoin game, but it seemed a lot like a Hotel California type of scam where it's like you can check in anytime you like, but you can never leave, you know. You know, that brought me to my second question, which being it's so hard to get, you know, exchange Bitcoin for cash or so it seemed, it sort of kind of begged the question, how can someone actually tell what Bitcoin's worth? Because there's no real market for exchanging Bitcoin.
There are
now.
A bunch of markets. There's a bunch of markets.
So if you go right? to a website called BitcoinAverage.com, they list a bunch of the global marketplaces for Bitcoin where people are all day long. Right now, as we're speaking, millions of dollars right. worth of Bitcoins are being purchased and sold. Some people are buying Bitcoins for U.S. dollars. Others are buying them for, you know, yen or euro or whatever. And some are selling their Bitcoins for those fiat currencies. Others are selling their Bitcoins and getting other cryptocurrencies. So they might sell their Bitcoin and get Ether instead or one of the other, Dash, for instance.
Yep.
So there's different and different exchanges list different cryptos. So some exchanges are Bitcoin only. Others have a variety of different options on there. So yes, there. Even though maybe it doesn't seem apparent, there are a variety of ways for you to turn your bitcoins into cash. And here's another one that's pretty interesting. They have Bitcoin fueled debit cards out there, and there are several different companies offering this. I remember a few years ago when it was only like one or two companies, but now there's a bunch of them. BitPay.com is one of the sites, and in fact, I think Coinbase has one too, but they don't operate in all 50 states. They're Visa, you know, Visa logoed debit cards where you load it up with your Bitcoin, and most of them, at the time that you load it, it converts it right then into U.S. dollars. There's the one that Coinbase has, which I've never actually used because it, for whatever reason, they weren't doing it in New Hampshire. But the one that Coinbase has is called the Coinbase Shift Card, where it actually holds your Bitcoin in an account, and then when you spend at a point of sale, it then converts. So with most of them, it converts when you load the card, then it's just a cash-loaded card. But with the Coinbase one, they hold the Bitcoin and convert at the time of the sale, which is awesome. That's, like, ideal, in my opinion.
Why isn't New Hampshire on this list?
I don't know.
When Massachusetts, Maine, and Vermont are.
It's been that way now for a couple of years. Ever since they came out with it, New Hampshire's not been on that list. And it doesn't make any sense why it's not that way. Maybe Coinbase is trying to get the government in New Hampshire to give them some sort of permission. That permission doesn't exist because now that's been, you know, pretty much repealed.
Partially.
But Coinbase was one of
the state to mess up a good thing, right?
Yeah. Wasn't Coinbase one of the ones they cited as having gotten a license from them, though?
Yes.
So it really doesn't make any sense, Conan. I don't understand that at all. But it sounds like a really cool idea for a card. So that's one way to get out of it, right? You can actually just swipe a card at your point of purchase, wherever it is you're shopping, and it's coming from your cryptocurrency.
Cool deal.
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, one more thing. Yes, just want to tell everybody, amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great website. Go get some value for value. Give these guys some money for delivering an awesome radio show 7 days a week.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. And we do take Bitcoin at the Free Talk Live AMP program that you mentioned. Thanks, David, for the call tonight. The prices of Bitcoin are determined by the various different exchanges that are around the globe, and at any moment, each exchange does have a slightly different value as far as what Bitcoin is trading for, but it's usually within a certain range.
Right.
And obviously some people try to make money by buying from one exchange and selling to another exchange. What do they call it? Arbitrage, I think it is?
Yes.
And how successful you might be at that if you tried it, I don't know, because some exchanges, it's hard to get money into, but it's easy to get out of, and
others vice versa.
And that affects the way the prices go. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got Robert. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. Colin, you got a nice hairdo.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. It was it was time for some change.
For listeners that don't know, Conan used to have shoulder plus length hair and now has very short cropped.
Yes,
he almost didn't recognize you.
I've lost the Jesus look.
That's all right. You're still a smart man.
Hey, Robert, hang on. I know you were calling about more than complimenting Conan's haircut, so we're going to bring you back here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's video games or cryptocurrency or whatever, this is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. By the way, Free Talk Live does have various different ways for you to listen. Obviously, there's the live streaming, there's radio stations, over 170 great stations coast to coast, but also we got our podcast feeds. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can find our various different RSS-based podcast feeds there. You can plug yours into iTunes or whatever other podcast client you prefer. And there's one for our full feed. There's one for the Daily Digest only. There's a few different variants there. So head on over to feeds.freetalklive.com and check those out as we go back to the phones and to the fun. Robert in Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Okay, so I read on Dash Force News today that Ripple and Dash, unless I'm reading it wrong, it sounds like they're going to be pairing up, or are they just working together?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't followed that story, so I couldn't tell you. It seems unlikely that cryptocurrencies
I pay no attention to Ripple because I
think it's based on completely flawed logic and coding, to where most of the cryptos that I'm aware of, you have what's called like a miner fee that's part of the transaction that gets distributed to people. With Ripple, the fee just winds up going
destroyed.
And also, the development team at Ripple can inflate and deflate the currency on a whim.
Ooh,
it's not necessarily tied to an algorithmic thing of this is how many are created and here's how.
Huh. I see the headline you're talking about here, Robert, at dashforcenews.com. The headline, Ripple to enable 2 to 5 second Japan-Thailand bank transfers, gateways to integrate Dash. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, actually, like I said, I haven't read that story, so I don't know really what it means.
Well, because I was just trying to understand it myself. I read it 2 or 3 different times. Cryptocurrency has always been real difficult for me to be able to try to understand, but I
keep, it's a deep,
I keep
deep,
looking into it.
Yeah, I mean, cryptocurrency is an even deeper world than video gaming. We were talking about how intricate the video game world can be. Cryptocurrency, you just can't even possibly get a grasp for everything that's going on in any given moment in the cryptocurrency world. It's not even a remote possibility.
Because there are so many of them, and there's so many internal arguments.
Right. And you know, just trying to learn about how one of them works, you'd have to read through some 30-page white paper or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that people can go through. The story here says that the Dash Network has funded integration into Ripple gateways. So apparently the Dashers spent some of their funds to integrate into a Ripple gateway, but I don't know what that even means. I have no idea what a Ripple gateway is. Unlike Daryl, I've spent about zero time looking into Ripple, even though it's the number 3, I think, currently cryptocurrency. Yeah, number 3, with a $9.6 billion market cap, so well below Ethereum, but well above Litecoin at number 4 with only $2 billion. So, I mean, it is popular. There's a lot of people who are into this.
Socialism's popular. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's
a good
idea.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Robert, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate that. Obviously, we weren't able to shine any extra light on that issue for you. But I guess if you're into Ripple and you're into Dash, it's probably good news, I suppose, that they paid for this. It suggests that some of the Dashers or majority of the master nodes who voted thought that this was a good way to spend their money. Maybe it's a way to turn the Ripple into Dash or something like that.
Yeah,
again,
I have no clue.
It's a Dash integration into a Ripple gateway. Whatever the hell that means. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to the phones to Alfred. He's on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Alfred.
Hi, hello. And thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like to first make a statement that I really appreciate the program that you have started from a long time ago.
Thanks.
I have been listening to you at least since 2009.
Wow.
And
right.
Yes. And when you were talking about Bitcoin for the first time, that was only a matter of parts of cents as a value.
Oh, yeah.
It was very interesting for me, and somehow I just like everybody else, I regret now. I just let it go away. And then in 2014, I heard somebody on YouTube named Chris Odom that he explained how Napster failed to exist because we're a concentrated, centralized service. And then Bitcoin came, which was BitTorrent came, which was completely decentralized and something that nobody could stop. And now I see that I started to read about this one. It's so attractive, and the people that talk about Bitcoin actually for me sound much more prepared and ready to give the answers for almost any circumstances, and that's what made me very interested. But now I see that the price has gone so much up, and I believe because those who do understand the technology, they really see how it works under the hood, and
the code. They analyze the code line by line, the whole thing, how it works. And that's why the price of Bitcoin is really making a big difference with in comparison with other, a little bit because the lag in YouTube is.
Well, Bitcoin is doing so well because it was first. You know, it was the. It may not be the best cryptocurrency, but it was the first one, and so it's got that first mover advantage.
But what I see is, except that it has some kind of a glitch right now. It risks the fork.
Yeah, there's a possibility of a fork on the horizons, which would mean that that you know there'd be more than one Bitcoin after that, which could
possibly
could happen. It could happen on August 1st. It doesn't seem like it's too likely to happen at this point, but we really don't know what's going to transpire with that, and that could make things very interesting if that does.
I agree with you, but what we really know right now is that the possibility of a fork has much more. Advertisement in the discussion, and there are so many more people listening to what is going on with Bitcoin. That's why it looks like it is more dramatic. But Bitcoin has gone through these kind of situations for a long, long time from since it is created. And
has it though? I mean, I don't know. It's not gone through something quite like this. I mean, for listeners that aren't familiar, Bitcoin is experiencing growing pains. It has maxed out, basically. It's the amount of bitcoins going into each of the blocks, which is kind of the technical thing that's happening behind the scenes, is each all these transactions go into blocks that are then assigned to the blockchain, which is this immutable ledger that's distributed all around the globe. And so it's full. Like, they can't fit any more transactions per block, and so these the geeks have been fighting with one another over what the solution should be to this block size issue. Should it be the segregated witness plan, or should it be the increasing of the block size from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes? Some people came together recently and said, well, we should do both. Let's compromise. And they came up with the SegWit2x thing that they're supposedly implementing right now, and they're supposed to get it done before August 1st, which is this other deadline where some of these other upset users are planning to fork the software and make 2 bitcoins or more, possibly, out
right,
of it.
Right, and I heard that the user-activated soft fork is
called,
really only being supported by about 1% of Bitcoin users.
No, it's at about 10% last time I looked. There was about 900 to 1,000 nodes, full nodes on the system. That we're backing it. Hey, Alfred, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So there's these different factions that have been arguing for years. So that's why I say I think this is pretty unprecedented, at least in the Bitcoin world. And how it's all going to shake out, well, we're going to learn over the next about 4.5 weeks. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. There's enough time for you if you get on the phone with us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've gone from Comic-Con to video games to old media and now talking about cryptocurrencies. It's been kind of a techie, geeky show here tonight, and you know what? That's okay.
I'm glad you're using the proper terms, geek.
Oh yeah. Can you bring up this geek Venn diagram?
There is a great geek nerd dork Venn diagram, and it really lays it all out. Nerd is a combination of dweeb, geeks, and dorks.
If you're it's all the worst of all worlds.
If you're all three of those, you're a nerd. But of course, a geek is someone who is intelligent and also obsessive, while as a dork is someone who is obsessive and has social ineptitudes. A dweeb is someone who's an intelligent and has social ineptitudes, and a nerd is, of course, a combination of the three.
I think it's so funny, and probably applies to me. But anyway,
probably applies to all three of us.
I played the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 12th.
A lot of libertarians, and
yeah,
we all suffer some form of autism.
I want to put this up because thank you for bringing that up, Conan. Since we're talking about a Venn diagram, and you did a good job of explaining it, but it is a graphic, so I'm going to take that. I'll put it on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can take a look at the nerd Venn diagram as we go to your calls and thoughts. By the way, if you do want to get behind Free Talk Live and what we're doing here, then please You can become an amplifier for $5 a month with Bitcoin or credit card or PayPal. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get access to some cool perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that we invest into the show to get on more radio stations, to bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Once again, amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Ralph in New Jersey. There he is. Ralph in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the carjacking case.
What case?
Carjacking case.
Carjacking.
In the year 2013, an upscale mall, the Short Hills Mall.
Somebody got carjacked at the mall?
Right.
Where was this? Is this in New Jersey?
In New Jersey. The Short Hills Mall. Now, they went to holiday shopping, this stop, okay? They have connection here in Southern Jersey. Because they just me that they are described as living in Hoboken, but actually they have family here in Southern New Jersey. And the husband was promoted.
The hospital? I can't make out what you're saying.
The husband. Yeah, right.
Is this the husband of the victim of the carjacking?
They were husband and wife who went holiday shopping in a mall.
Carjacking or that were carjacked?
They were carjacked, yes.
Okay, and they were the victims.
A murder take place. Now, we have a sentencing of the getaway driver, one of the animal, I should say, who committed this heinous crime, was given a lifetime term. Now, of course,
lifetime for a carjacking? Did he murder the people?
They were murdered, yes.
The getaway driver. The animal also claimed in court that I didn't do nothing. This is the didn't do nothing crowd, okay? Why was there prosecution against me? Why was I being brought up on trial?
So hold on. So there was somebody who was a getaway driver, and then there was another person who actually murdered these people?
There were a group of them, yes. Right. Okay. And the statement you're scrolling around made to the media.
I can't make out what you're saying there. So are you saying that, Ralph, are you saying that the getaway driver was punished equally with the people who actually pulled the trigger?
Oh, no, the trial for him concluded already. The rest is still to be scheduled for trial. Okay.
So what you're saying is the getaway driver got lifetime. He got a lifetime sentence.
Lifetime, correct, right.
And, that doesn't seem right to me. I understand, thank you for the call, Ralph. I just can't understand you tonight. You know, we tried to tell you to get Skype, but you never do. So there you go. So he's saying the getaway driver in what ended up being a murder carjacking, because it's, you know, one thing to carjack somebody. It's just a terrible thing to do. But, you know, then they just end up with your car and you're standing on the side of the road. Or maybe you get, you know, beat up a little bit or something like that. But you probably, I would think, most people survive carjackings.
Yes.
But to have, you know, a double murder.
Single murder. The husband was shot.
Shot to death by one of the robbers. But then there was a getaway driver. And the idea there is similar to what happened with, I guess, Mark Edge, who was our co-host, who was in a hotel room when a murder was committed. He didn't know that was going to happen, but he was there. And I guess that means that if you don't, like, try to... I don't know how you could have... Because, like, they came after him with a murder charge, even though he didn't actually commit the murder. So it's just like, if you're there when somebody commits a murder, then all of a sudden you get charged with it? If you assist in any way, shape, or form? Because he was the getaway driver, right?
Generally, they'll hit you with at least a manslaughter or an accessory.
Well, they hit Mark with a full-on murder charge, and that's because he helped the actual murderer sort of clean up the scene.
Well,
if the getaway driver knew what just happened and he's going to assist you getting away, then in the way he's just helped.
Then he's assisting with the murder.
He's helped the murder.
That's true.
And Mark also said that, you know, like, he wasn't exactly honest with the police.
That's true.
Like, you know, kind of a cover-up,
right.
So they're going to hit you a little harder.
So if you want to avoid, if you're a getaway driver on a crime and you want to avoid getting charged with the actual murder, then you should leave before the guys get back in the car. It's pretty much your only option at that point.
Or just don't take part in that type of business in the first place.
Right, obviously. But, you know, like was pointed out by Mark Edge, he did something that he was just there for what he thought was going to be a drug deal. You know, he didn't think that it was going to turn into
guy,
a murder.
Yeah, and they probably never thought they were going to end up, you know, shooting this husband.
Right. And then what do you do? Like, if you're the getaway driver, let's say, you know, you're a shady person, you're not necessarily a good person, you're willing to help with what you thought was just going to be a carjacking, right? Like, you see it in the movies all the time, right? There's always some maniac on the crew that goes over and above and, like, kills somebody.
And that video game?
Which video game?
Grand Theft Auto.
That happens in the game? Sure.
Well, yeah, that is the game. That's right. What it's called.
And so,
speaking of video games, that's
a great game, by the way. Grand Theft Auto 5 was really good.
Of course, you know what? I never felt like going and stealing anyone's car after having played... No. Grand Theft and, you know, running over people.
No, sane people don't do that sort of thing. But, you know, if you were if for whatever reason you found yourself at the wheel of this, you're desperate, you know, you needed money or something like that, and, you know, you found yourself at the wheel, you weren't planning on, you know, being part of a murder, but then all of a sudden this carjacking escalates to a murder, then, you know, the scumbag who just iced these poor victim, or the husband in this case, gets back into your car. What do you do then? Because you could, I suppose, tell him to get out, but he just killed somebody. So he might just kill you next at that point. You could try to get out and get away, like to run from the getaway car.
I think in the heat of the moment, these types of situations, that dude was never thinking anything like that. He's like, this is my boy. We got to get up out of here. And, yeah. And that's just how it goes.
But, like, even if you're dealing with somebody who has, you know, like, lost it, right? Like, you thought it was going to be just a regular old carjacking. Turns out it turned into a murder. Mm-hmm. And now you're the getaway driver. If you are and continue to be the getaway driver, you're going to get charged with murder. And maybe you're not even thinking about those things in that moment. But if you were to think about it in that moment, what would you do? Like, how would you handle that situation? That's a tough call.
Well, he should have actually used that as his defense. He's like, well, what do you think, Judge?
He had a gun to my head.
Yeah, if I hadn't done it, he would have killed me.
Right, and, you know, that's one of those things to where you have to know, and I don't have the statutes in front of me, of, you know, what's the mental state that the prosecution has to
prove.
Because there's always a mental state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's knowingly, there's willfully, there's intentionally.
Not always. There are some times where they're not, but most of the time they are. Yeah.
On a case of manslaughter or murder,
there is a
mental state. Yeah. In the case of Grand Theft Auto, there is a mental state.
Right.
In the case of jaywalking, it doesn't matter whether you knew or did not know.
Right. Exactly. So, Sarah's on the line. She's in Albuquerque. And, Sarah, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Are you jaywalking while you're calling us, Sarah?
She would never.
I just want to say that, you know what? If I went to work like you're always harping me, well, who's going to bring up, like, people getting hit by cars in front of mailboxes?
So, if you had a job, you would be unable to call a radio show that you don't even listen to talk about topics that we generally would not be talking about.
People would die.
I hear people drop calls because you put them on hold for 50 minutes. You guys put me on hold for 50 minutes and never picked up.
Oh, and we're so sorry about that. But yet here you are anyway, calling just as you always do.
To complain about being on hold.
And you'll call again.
Have a good night, Sarah.
We're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, check out freetalklive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.